Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Types of Generative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Owners course. In this lesson, we'll explore three key topics: an introduction to generative adversarial networks, GANs, an overview of variational autoencoders, VAEs, and a comparison of different generative models. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between various generative models and understand their unique characteristics, enabling you to make informed decisions in your role as a product owner. Main content: introduction to GANs, generative adversarial networks. Generative adversarial networks, or GANs, are a groundbreaking approach to generative modeling introduced by Ian Goodfellow and his colleagues in 2014. At their core, GANs consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator, which compete against each other in a process akin to a game. The generator's job is to create synthetic data that is indistinguishable from real data, while the discriminator's role is to determine whether the input data is real or generated. This adversarial process pushes both networks to improve continuously. The generator learns to produce more realistic outputs, while the discriminator becomes better at identifying fake data. A practical example of GAN application can be found in the fashion industry, where designers use GANs to generate new clothing designs based on existing collections. By inputting various styles, the generator can create unique combinations that inspire real-world products, helping brands innovate and respond to market trends. Overview of VAEs, variational autoencoders. Variational autoencoders, VAEs, represent another popular generative model, but they operate on a different principle than GANs. VAEs are based on the concept of encoding input data into a compressed representation, or latent space, and then decoding it back to reconstruct the original input. The unique aspect of VAEs is their use of probabilistic inference. Unlike traditional autoencoders, which aim for a perfect reconstruction, VAEs introduce a degree of randomness. They enforce a structure on the latent space, meaning that similar inputs will be close together in this space. This allows for smooth interpolation between different data points, generating new outputs that share characteristics with the training data. In a practical scenario, VAEs can be used in the entertainment industry to generate new music tracks. By training a VAE on existing songs, it can produce novel compositions that maintain the style and structure of the input data while introducing fresh elements, thus expanding creative possibilities. Comparison of different generative models. While both GANs and VAEs are powerful generative models, they have distinct characteristics that make them suitable for different applications. Data quality. GANs generally produce higher quality outputs compared to VAEs because the adversarial training process fine-tunes the generator to create data that closely resembles real examples. However, this also makes GANs more prone to instability during training. Latent space representation. VAEs provide a structured latent space that allows for better interpolation and exploration of the data. This makes them particularly useful for tasks where understanding the relationships between data points is crucial, such as in anomaly detection. Training complexity. GANs can be more challenging to train due to their adversarial nature. The balance between the generator and discriminator must be carefully maintained, otherwise, one can overpower the other, leading to poor results. On the other hand, VAEs tend to have more stable training processes, making them easier to implement. In summary, choosing between GANs and VAEs depends on the specific requirements of your project. If high-quality visual outputs are essential, GANs may be the better option. Conversely, if you need a model that can provide insights into data relationships and smooth data generation, VAEs could be ideal. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the fundamental concepts of two prominent generative models, generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs. We discussed their unique characteristics, applications, and how they compare against each other. By understanding these models, you are now better equipped to leverage generative AI technologies in your role as a product owner. As we move forward in this course, we will explore how to apply these concepts in practical scenarios, helping you to effectively integrate generative AI into your product strategies. Reflection questions: how might you apply GANs to improve product design in your business? In what scenarios would VAEs be more beneficial than GANs for your projects? Reflect on your understanding of the key differences between GANs and VAEs. How will this influence your decision-making as a product owner?